Paulson a pitch away from potentially getting out of it. Top four, Mayo Field on ESPN+, La Crosse at Rochester. The first pitch breaking ball, and this is low to Hamilton. Hawkers, four hits to go with their four runs and an error. La Crosse off the board so far, no runs on four hits, no errors. 9-1, Eau Claire at home, Carson Park, top four early against the Waterloo Bucks. The 1-0. Missing the outside corner, count now two balls and no strikes. Bottom five in Illinois, the Rockford Rivets just came off a series here in Madison. They're being shut out through five innings against the Kenosha Kingfish, 4-0 the score. The 2-0. That one on the outside corner is good for a called strike. Top five from Moonlight Graham Field, another ESPN Plus ball game where the Kokomo Jackrabbits lead it. It is 7-2 over those Lakeshore Chinooks. Just where the Rafters were for four games in 2 days. As the 2-1 delivery can't find the zone. Trying to work that outer edge is Paulson, but he misses the corner. Now 3-1. Fond du Lac at Duluth, bottom four. Already 13 runs between the Huskies and Dock Spiders at Wade Stadium. It is 8-5 in favor of the host. The 3-1. That one bounced in for ball four. Another five-pitch walk this inning. The bases are full of Mallards with one out. To third, Marion. On second is Robinson, and the batter is Corbin Dickerson. Badlands at home against Wilmer. The big sticks over the Stingers early, 2-1 the score. In the second of that softball doubleheader, Minot at La Crosse. The Steam lead the Honeybees 2-0 in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch to Corbin Dickerson, fouled back to the net in count 0-1. Dickerson in the ball game 0-3. A ground out to second base back in the first, ground out to short in the fourth, and a pop out to first back in the fifth. Swinging away at the 0-1, hits it in the air center field. Shallow, though, Teal makes the catch, tagging for the plate initially. It's Charlie Marion, but he'll slam on the brakes in a wise decision. A great throw to the dish from Aiden Teal. Big second out for Nick Paulson. Bases remain loaded for Frankie Carney. Frankie Carney aboard in two of his three plate appearances this game. Threw a four-pitch walk in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth, and singled the lead off the previous inning. Pitch from Paulson, off speed, right in there for a called strike. Be a huge get out here for the Southpaw out of Division III at UW Stevens Point. A day one guy Paulson started in the first week of the season was that second home game of the four-game home series against the Waterloo Bucks. A one misses up and away. That was a win for Wisconsin Rapids, their first home victory of the season. 7-6 was the final score on that Wednesday, May 25th. The 1-1 misses up and in. Make that the 29th. 27th was at Hare Baker Field against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Opening day victory, 8-7 the score. They then lost the home opener on that Tuesday to Fondy, 7-4, before winning that game against Waterloo. Two balls and a strike to count the next delivery to Farney. Swung on and missed. Frankie looking to put one in the gap there. Count evens two balls and two strikes. Two-two the count, two outs, bases full of Mallards, bottom seven from Warner Park. The payoff from Nick Paulson. He got him swinging. Paulson climbs the ladder, and he's able to get out of the bases loaded jam. 5-4 remains the score. We head to the top of the eighth here at the Duck Pond. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different. But we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic. Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom...
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top eight here in Madison, Rafters 5, Mallards 4 on WFHR. Andy Ockham joining you here in the Warner Park Press Box as always, and it's the man of the night stepping into the box for Wisconsin Rapids to begin this frame, Chris Arroyo. On Oseo, back out on the mound for the Mallards. A 1-2-3 top of the seventh for the right-hander from Pomona Pitzer, needing just 7 pitches. Goes fastball to begin Arroyo for a called strike, and now he's ready for the 0-1. Back to the heater, Chris fouls it away down the third baseline. Arroyo, 2 home runs in this game. A solo blast to right field back in the third, and then he went upper tank to right field in a 2-run jack with 2 away back in the fifth. Both no doubt shots. The 0-2 fouled away again down the third baseline. After Arroyo, it's Buchanan and Lordoy. Big day for Arroyo, hopes to get even bigger, extend this Raptor lead, get them some cushion for the pen. 0-2 pitch rolled over on the ground at first base. Hamilton gloves covering the bag as Seo all in one motion for the first out of the inning. Score it 3-1. 7 straight retired by the Mallard bullpen, and the batter is Walker Buchanan. Buchanan, in the right-handed batter's box, having one of the 7 Raptor hits today. First pitch breaking ball from Seo, swung on and missed. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Rapids. 4 runs on 6 hits and an error for the Mallards. Nick Paulson able to work around a bases-loaded jam with 1 away half an inning ago. Buchanan hits the 0-1 pitch into right field, and it's down in front of Marion for a base hit. 2-hit ball game for Walker Buchanan. The Rafters have a base runner with 1 away here in the 8th. Orlando Lordoy has reached in all 3 of his trips to the plate in the ball game. 2-for-2, singled and scored back in the 2nd, singled in the 3rd, and drew a 6-pitch walk to lead off the top of inning 6. The first pitch to the Faulkner product misses the zone for ball 1. Seo. First base side of the slab, Buchanan being held on by Hamilton as Lordoy fouls the 1-0 pitch back to the screen. 2 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, and 2 in the 5th for the Rafters. All 4 runs for Madison in the home half of the 5th inning. We get to the bottom of this eighth frame. They'll bring the 6-7-8 spots to the dish. Cal Fisher, Will Vierling, and Dawson Holcup. The 1-1. This is up and away. The driver's seat now is Lordoy at 2 balls and a strike. The 2-1. This is out in the right-handed batter's box for ball three. 92 on that fastball from Seo. Two arms for Rapids tonight, Moore and Paulson. Seo, the third pitcher, including the starter for Madison. Coley Kilpatrick, 5 innings in his 9th appearance of the season. With 6 on the clock, the 3-1 delivery. This is low and outside for ball four. All 4 times, Lordoy has been on the bases today. That is a 5-pitch free pass to the rafter right fielder. Landon Gaz, hitless in the ballgame, but has reached on an error back in the second. An error from the pitcher, Coley Kilpatrick. Later scored on the sack fly off the bat of Mason Onati. First pitch from Seo, fastball right down the heart of the plate is called a strike. 95 on the gun. As the right-hander will look to induce a ground ball off the bat of the UC Irvine Anteater here. Duggar on deck, Lopez to follow. Deal one, breaking ball, check swing. Did Gaz go around on the appeal to first? No. That appeal down to Ryan Starks. Count evens at a ball and a strike. The 1-1. Fastball missing low and away. Gaz ahead at 2 balls and a strike. As his second home run of the season came just 2 days ago at Moonlight Graham Field. A 2-1 misses down in the dirt. Perfect hitter's count here for Gaz. Sun is set. Beautiful backdrop here for baseball tonight at Warner Park. 11th matchup between the Rafters and Mallards this season. In the first 10, 4 of them going to Wisconsin Rapids. 3-1. Fastball fouled back by Gaz. Count now full. They look to go 5-1 against Madison at home this season tomorrow afternoon. Hornswoggle Day at Witter Field. WWE superstar, a rescheduled attendance for him. Now the players are excited to have him at Witter Field tomorrow afternoon. The 3-2. Breaking ball, got him looking. Home plate umpire Henry Schmielwitz ringing up Gaz for the second out of the frame. It'll be up to Cashel Duggar, who drove in the game's first run in the second. Duggar, since his RBI knock to left field, grounded out to second base in the fourth and flew out to center in the sixth. Hano Seo, with 10 on the pitch clock, first delivery to the UCLA Bruin, misses downstairs for ball one. Got more action down the line in the Madison bullpen. A third right-handed reliever throwing, getting loose to enter the ball game for the Mallards. That is Ryan Osinski out of the University of Virginia. The 1-0. This one hit on the ground over to short. Cal Fisher will glove and flip to Shai Robinson, covering the second base bag to retire the side. It's a 6-4 fielder's choice. The Rafters leave one on, get a one-out single from Walker Buchanan, but he does not come around to score. We head to the bottom of the eighth here at the Duck Pond. 5-4 the score. Rafters lead it right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older. or an adult or child with a disability.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles from opening day to all those summer nights. You'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom eight here in Madison. 6-7-8 do it for the Mallards. Rafters 5, Mallards 4 on WFHR. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 4 runs on 6 hits and an error for Madison. First pitch to the Mallard shortstop Cal Fisher from the left-hander Nick Paulson. Followed back to the screen for ball 1. 0-1 the count. Andy Ockham returning to you on WFHR, thanking you as always for spending your Saturday evening with us on the road. 0-1, Fisher, breaking ball, hits it in the air to left. That is Walker Buchanan jogging into his right to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Nick Paulson, a big get out in the seventh. Bases loaded with one away. Getting back-to-back outs from Corbin Dickerson and Frankie Carney, the 4-5 spots in the Mallard order. Got Dickerson to fly out to center and struck out Carney swinging. Darling 0 for 3 in the ballgame. A couple of strikeouts for the Louisville catcher. First pitch in the left-down lefty battle. Tapped on the ground, back up the middle, and it's through. Make it 1 for 4 for Will Vierling. A one-out single for the Madison backstop here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The batter is Dawson Holcup. In his second game as a Mallard, Holcup, 0 for 2 and 3 plate appearances, has reached once when he was hit by a pitch back in the second inning. Holcup popped out to short in the fifth, and his last time up flew out to the right fielder Orlando Lordoy on the warning track to end the bottom of inning at 6. First delivery from Paulson to Holcuff misses the zone for ball 1. It is Charlie Marion on deck, top of the order, Shy Robinson to follow. The 1-0 from Paulson. Off speed, swung on and missed. The slider for the lefty makes it 1-1. Top of the ninth will be 9-1-2 for Rapids. Lopez, Onati, and Teal, all left-handed batters. The 1-1 delivery runs inside, and that one got a piece of Holcuff. Hit by a pitch for the second time in the ballgame, and Kirk Schreider is furious. Rafter field manager out from his post down the first base side and has some choice words to say to Henry Schmielwitz behind home plate. A heated conversation down the first base side. It'll put runners on first and second with one down. Golden chance here for Charlie Marion, who brings a multi-hit game into the left-handed batter's box. The Franklin, Wisconsin native and Madison College product doubled and scored back in that bottom of the fifth inning. Single to lead off the seventh. Nick Paulson going to have to bear down again out of the rafter stable tonight. The first pitch to Charlie Marion. Called a strike on a fastball. Paulson Paulson looking to generate a ground ball here from the bottom of this Madison order. This one misses downstairs, blocked by Duggar, count evens. Paulson peers into Duggar with 11 on the clock and comes set with his decision, the 1-1. Hit in the air, foul down the third base side. It is Kyler McIntosh, the two-way right-hander throwing in the rafter, bullpen down the right field line. Has pitched once here at the Duck Pond this season. That was back in June, and that 15-2 Rapids loss. Had four big innings in relief last week against La Crosse. 1-2. Paulson goes high, and it misses upstairs to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Could see if McIntosh is in as the new rafter closer. The infielder not getting into the lineup here today, but could be used for a much bigger purpose. Cashel Duggar makes his way out to the mound. A quick conversation to be had with Nick Paulson. An earlier win for Wausau to the second half standings out in the Great Lakes West. It reflects now a 4.5-game lead. Wausau at 17-5, already have won the first half. They lead the second half with Wisconsin Rapids in third place. Madison two back at 15-7. A Rapids win tonight will put them 4 over in the second half and back to a game above 500 on the campaign. Mound meeting adjourned, 2-2 the count. Paulson said, here it comes. He got him swinging on a breaking ball. Paulson to his slider is the second out of the inning, and the batter is Shai Robinson. Fifth time around this Madison order. Shai has been aboard each of his last two trips to the plate, drawing a 4-pitch walk in the bottom of inning 5 and a 5-pitch walk a frame ago. Now Mike Spears will make his way out to the mound. Could be seeing a move here with McIntosh warming up in the rafter bullpen to get a righty-righty matchup into the fray with two runners on in a big spot. Mike makes the motion out to the bullpen, and that's where we'll go. Kyler McIntosh enters the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. Nick Paulson's night is done. He's responsible for the runners on first and second base. We'll return here from the Duck Pond in just a couple of minutes on your home for Rafter Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life...
Kyler McIntosh into the fray. A quick few warm-up pitches for the right-hander slash middle infielder for the Rafters out of Alabama State University. First pitch to Shai Robinson, an off-speed delivery. That is called a strike. 5-4 Rafters, bottom 8, runners on first and second, 2 down. This is McIntosh's 4th appearance on the hill this season for the Rafters. Andy Ockham returning to here in the Warner Park press box. 0-1, smashed on the ground, a third at his glove by Jorge Degatti, and he'll take it to the bag himself to retire the side. A 5 unassisted fielder's choice. Kyler McIntosh enters, throws 2 pitches, and gets the Rafters out of it. We head to the 9th here in the state capitol. 5-4 the score. Rafters lead it when we return. Due up for Wisconsin Rapids. Tracer Lopez, Mason Onati, and Aiden Teal right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children, are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and you're basically...
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Ryan Osinski enters the ball game for Madison. It is the top of the ninth inning from the Duck Pond. Rafters 5, Mallards 4, 5 runs on 8 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 4 runs on 7 hits and an error for the Mallards. Andy Ockham, Rafters Radio on WFHR, back with you as always for more Rafters baseball in this 2024 Northwoods League season. 9-1-2 this inning for Rapids. The Texas Tech Red Raider, Tracer Lopez, to lead things off, taking a first pitch from Osinski up and away for ball 1. Han Oseo, the right-hander from Pomona Pitzer's, line is complete. Out of the stable tonight for Donnie Scott. 2 innings, a hit allowed, no runs. Walked 1 and struck out 1 on 26 tosses. 1-0, Lopez showing bunt, pulls back as it misses up and in. Nick Paulson's line is done as well. Kyler McIntosh entering the ballgame with 2 down, getting out of that jam. 2 and 2/3 for the UW-Stevens Point pointer. 41 pitches thrown, 3 hits, no runs, 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. The 2-0 fastball to Lopez in there from the Virginia Cavalier Osinski for a called strike. For the Alexandria, Virginia native, this is his 5th ball game worked in this summer. Now his 2nd time against the Rafters, both outings here at the Duck Pond. The 2-1. This is up and in for ball 3. Lopez in the ball game, 0 for 2 in 3 plate appearances, his lone time aboard, the 6-pitch walk that he drew back in the 2nd. Last time up, a flyout to left field in the top of inning at 6, the 3-1. Lopez in the air, left side. That'll head out into the seats. Count now full. Last time out against Rockford 2 days ago, Osinski tossed a scoreless inning. No hits allowed, faced the minimum, and struck out 2. Is yet to allow an earned run this season in 6 innings pitched. Against Wisconsin Rapids in that 1-0 win on July 3rd, worked 2 scoreless and hitless innings as the 3-2 misses outside for ball 4. Lopez aboard, another walk drawn in this ball game. Some good speed on first base for the Rafters as the card flips to the top with Mason Onati. Mason Onati 0 for 2 in his 4 plate appearances thus far. Drew a 6-pitch walk in the first, drove in the game's 2nd run on a sacrifice fly to center field in the 2nd. Went down swinging to lead off the 5th and led off inning 7 with a line out to his second base counterpart, Shai Robinson. First pitch from Osinski, Mason showing bunt but pulls back as it misses outside. Bottom nine for Madison, they'll bring up the 2-3-4 spots. Lefty, lefty, righty, Jake Schaffner, Davis Hamilton, and Corbin Dickerson. To face the right-hander, Kyler McIntosh. Mason giving himself up, showing bunt on the 1-0, puts it down the first base side. Osinski off the mound, gathers, and throws to first in time. Lopez to second, runner in scoring position, a sack bunt for Onati is the first out here in this ninth frame. Aiden Teal 0-for-4 in the ballgame. Not many hitless games for the Virginia Cavalier this season. He gets to face his college teammate Osinski on the hill right now. Teal was hitless in the opener of the doubleheader yesterday at Lakeshore. Previous time he'd been held hitless before yesterday was on July 4th at home against these Mallards. Osinski set the first pitch. Starts Teal off with a fastball that is in there for a strike. Degatti on deck, Arroyo to follow. Chris Arroyo, a two-homer game. Love the chance to face his future teammate. Chris committed to Virginia in the fall, spent this past year at Pasco Hernando. The JUCO ranks. A one pitch, shot back up the middle, past the mound. Osinski unable to field it, but getting himself right behind the second base bag is the shortstop, Cal Fisher, who gloves and throws to first in time. It's a 6-3 put out of Aiden Teal. Advancing to third is Tracer Lopez. That's where he'll stay, with Jorge Degatti being the batter. Degatti has reached twice today. Singled in the first, and through a five-pitch walk back in the fifth. Swings right through that first delivery from Osinski. Two in the second, one in the third, and two in the fifth for Wisconsin Rapids. Mallard's putting up four in the fifth inning, all with two outs against the starter tonight, Bryson Moore. The 0-1. Fastball hit in the air down the right field line. This will be a lucky souvenir for a fan in attendance tonight. 0-2 now on the Rafter third baseman. Lopez on third. He drew a six-pitch free pass to begin the inning. The 0-2. Fastball fouled away. Degatti hanging tough. Be a huge road victory for Wisconsin Rapids after dropping the doubleheader yesterday. Osinski set first base side of the slab. Another 0-2. Missing outside. Bierling sprawling out nearing the left-handed batter's box to receive that delivery. After this home-and-home, a day off Monday, and then it's a home-and-home series with the Wausau Woodchucks Tuesday night at Athletic Park, Wednesday night wrapping out July at home. The August schedule consists of 7 home games in 10 days. 1-2 slider, Degatti lets it be. Missing low and away for ball two. Two against Kalamazoo at home to begin the month on the first and second, third and fourth that weekend. Both at Capital Credit Union Park in Ashwaubenon. 3:05 Saturday, 1:05 Sunday against the Green Bay Rockers. That final week, two-game home set with Minnesota, a home-and-home with Fond du Lac, and a two-game home series with Green Bay. Count now full. Osinski went fastball on the 2-2, and it missed outside. Jorge Degatti to try and reach for the third time in this ballgame. Eight on the pitch clock. Osinski set has his signs from Bierling. Off-speed delivery fouled to the right side by Degatti. Will do it again. Very favorable schedule for the Rafters in August, but didn't do themselves any favors last night. They're going to really have to scratch and claw. It's Colin Kapoor, and sometimes myself will call them the Scrappy Rats. The 3-2 slider got him swinging. Degatti down on strikes to retire the side. It's a scoreless top of the ninth inning for Ryan Osinski. He allows a leadoff walk to Tracer Lopez, but strands him on third base. Bottom nine, 5-4 Rafters, Kyler McIntosh, to face the 2-3-4 spots in the Mallard order in just a couple of minutes on your home for Rafter baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
in Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The president ends his reelection campaign.
And the Civic Media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his reelection campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom nine at the Duck Pond. First pitch, swinging Jake Schaffner off Kyler McIntosh as a base hit up the middle. 5-4 the score. Andy Ockham for Rafters baseball on WFHR. Now each team with eight hits. An error for Madison, none for Wisconsin Rapids. McIntosh entered last inning for Nick Paulson. Has a chance here to close out the ball game and collect the first win here at the Duck Pond this summer. It's Davis Hamilton into the left-handed batter's box. Hamilton, a three-run homer in the fifth inning, made it just a one-run game at the time. And that's where we still stand right now, is a first-pitch breaking ball from McIntosh, misses for ball one. The 1-0 will have to wait a pickoff move over to first base to give a look to Schaffner. Schaffner, two hits in the ballgame now, had an RBI knock back in the fifth. The 1-0 to Hamilton, fouled away down the third base side. Ryan Osinski faced one over the minimum in this top of the ninth inning, a scoreless frame. Rafters have not scored since the fifth. McIntosh peers into Castro Duggar behind home plate and comes set. Fourth outing of the season for the two-way player. He goes a breaking ball that misses low and inside. It's a good spot in the Madison order to send up if they're looking to tie or win it right here. Corbin Dickerson on deck, Frankie Carney to follow. A 2-1. Off speed, a broken bat, right center field flare, it's down. Schaffner holds at second, back-to-back singles from the 2-3 spots in the Madison order here in the ninth inning. Tying run on second, winning run on first. The batter is Corbin Dickerson. Dickerson 0-for-4 in the ball game. For McIntosh, able to get out of a first and second jam with two outs last inning in relief of Nick Paulson by generating a ground ball off the bat of Shy Robinson. It went five unassisted. McIntosh last pitched four shutout innings a week ago today at home in the 6-3 win against La Crosse. Four hits, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts, faced 15 logger hitters. Corners in, middle's back for the Rafters. Dickerson not showing bunt. McIntosh starts him off with a slider on the outside corner for a called strike. McIntosh made his first outing of the season on the mound here at Warner Park in the 15-2 loss on June 14th. An inning pitched, two hits and two runs allowed. Another breaking ball in the 0-1. It's fouled straight back. Count nothing and two. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Good speed on the bases for Madison. A righty-on-righty battle with Frankie Carney in the on-deck circle. Long pause in from McIntosh. 10 on the clock yet to come set. Variants of signs being thrown down by Duggar. 4 on the clock, here it comes. This one fouled straight back just above the press box here at Warner Park. Nearly having to duck and take cover. Heads up to us up here. Another 0-2 delivery in this battle. The 0-2. Another one hit in the air. Foul down the first base side. Dickerson's last time up, he flew out to his center field counterpart, Aiden Teal, back in the seventh inning. Also having a couple of groundouts today. The next 0-2, missing inside. McIntosh went off speed. Count now a ball and two strikes. Rafters 0-5 here in Madison this summer. 4-1 against the Mallards at home. They're looking to flip that narrative and get out of a jam in the ninth. 1-2, line to right field, sending Lordoy back. He's unable to make the catch. It's over his head. Schaffner getting the wave around. He's going to score, getting the stop sign at third is Davis Hamilton. We are tied at 5, an RBI double from Corbin Dickerson, and with nobody out, the winning run is on third base. The batter is Frankie Carney. Frankie Carney has reached twice today, a four-pitch walk in the second, and a single back in the sixth inning. Infield in for Wisconsin Rapids. Kirk Schreider out of the dugout, barking out orders for his defensive alignment. McIntosh out of the windup, first pitch. To Carney, misses low and inside. Tire Rafter squad has made their way into the first base dugout like they always do in the bottom of the ninth. Things could not have gone any worse here in this bottom frame for Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0 fouled off Carney. Began with a Jake Schaffner single up the middle on the first pitch of the inning. Hamilton then a broken bat flare into right center, and Corbin Dickerson took it the other way, doubling to right field just over the glove and the reach of Orlando Lordoy. The 1-1. Breaking ball. Handcuff there is Carney. Check swing. He doesn't go around. Rafter dugout. Irate with the third base umpire, Jeremy Brooks. Evan Palmer, a notable Rafter relief pitcher, out of the front step, donning the number 5. Right next to the coaches. 2-1 the count. Long pause for McIntosh with 4 on the clock. Here it comes. Off speed in the air, center field. This should do it. Aiden Teal makes the catch. Tagging from third is Davis Hamilton. The throw to the plate, not in time. It is a walk-off sack fly for Frankie Carney. The Mallards walk off the Rafters tonight. Your final score is 6-5. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 6 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Madison. We'll be back here in just a handful of minutes for your official Rafter postgame show right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger.
It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting...
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I have been to Disney, and the first time I didn't even come close to sticking to my budget. How much Dole Whip can one mom eat? Turns out, quite a lot. Now, since then, as a Disney lover, I have found a few hacks, and today I'm going to share a little savings secret I recently stumbled across. It's a website called David's Vacation Club Rentals. So for more than 20 years, David's has helped Disney Vacation Club point owners rent their points to prospective Disney vacationers. Then vacationers like me or you can use those points to book rooms on Disney properties. It's a little more complicated than a regular reservation, but the discounts can be pretty steep, like half the cost. Check it out, David's Vacation Club Rentals. For more Disney discounts, check out the member benefit section at workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Final here tonight, 6-5, the Mallards over the Rafters. A walk-off victory for Madison. Two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Five runs, eight hits, no errors. Six left on for the Rafters. Six runs on 10 hits and error. And seven left on for Madison. Andy Ockham, your official postgame show of Rafter Baseball, right here on WFHR. Scoring got started for the Rafters with a two-run second inning. RBI single from Cashel Duggar and a sack fly from Mason Onati got Wisconsin Rapids off to a strong start. Another run added in the third inning on a no-doubt home run to right field off the bat of Chris Arroyo. His third of the season made it 3-0. Two more put up in the fifth inning that made it 5-0 Rapids. Another home run for Arroyo. This one even higher and even farther to right field. His fourth of the campaign, all coming with two outs. Madison then plated four, all with two down in the bottom half of the fifth inning off Rafter starter Bryson Moore. The highlight of that inning being a three-run homer from Davis Hamilton, his fourth of the season. No runs were scored until those two in the ninth inning. 2-3-4 came up for Madison, and they couldn't have executed any better. Jake Schaffner led it off with a single up the middle. Davis Hamilton had a broken bat single to right center field, scoring, and then an RBI double off the bat of Corbin Dickerson. It was Jake Schaffner, and a sack fly to center field from Frankie Carney brought home Davis Hamilton the game's winning run. Coley Kilpatrick got the start tonight for Madison for the fourth time this season against Wisconsin Rapids. Three of those starts coming here at home. The right-hander from Raleigh, North Carolina, went five strong, allowed seven hits, five earned runs, but just keeping his team in the ballgame really tells the whole story. Three walks, three strikeouts on 78 pitches. More right-handed arms for there for Donnie Scott. Bryce Liddle threw a scoreless sixth inning. Hanasoa, though, the right-hander from Pomona Pitzer, two innings of one-hit ball, walked one and struck out one on 26 pitches. Ryan Osinski, the lockdown late-inning reliever for Madison, tossed the ninth on 18 pitches, walking one and striking out one. He picked up the win tonight for the Mallards. As mentioned, Bryson Moore, the starter for Wisconsin Rapids tonight, five innings pitched, four hits allowed, four earned runs. He walked two and struck out five on 75 pitches. That four-run fifth inning got to the right-hander. He was cruising through his first four frames. Nick Paulson, 2 2/3 for the Southpaw out of Balsam Lake, Wisconsin, and UW-Stevens Point. He allowed three hits, no runs, walked two and struck out three on 41 pitches, and it was Kyler McIntosh who came in the eighth inning to get Paulson out of a jam and was pitching in that ninth inning, allowing the walk-off and game's winning run. Time of the game here tonight, 2 hours, 41 minutes, 82 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch from the Duck Pond. Wisconsin Rapids falls to 13 wins and 11 losses in the second half, losing their last three ball games. They're now 28-29 on the season. Madison improves to 16-7 in half number two, and they picked up their 40th win of the season tonight, now 40 wins and 17 losses. Unfortunately for Wisconsin Rapids, unable to pick up a win this year at the Duck Pond, going 0-6, but they have a chance to be 5-1 at home against these Mallards tomorrow afternoon. A 1:05 first pitch. We return to Winter Field for the first time in 8 days. Pre-game show can be found right here on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps on WFHR, locally grown radio. Signing off for now from the state capitol, I'm Andy Ockham. Mallard 6, Rafters 5 on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
understand. And I said, make room for me, yeah. Say she make room for me, yeah. She make room for me, yeah. In the palm of her hand.
The Rascal Theory. Rascal Fest happening August 10th at Downdrin's Distillery out in Cottage Grove. Live in the Layers coming up in just a couple minutes. Right now, new music from Steve Purcell. I'm ready. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I don't want to know about your man. Well, I just want to be with you again. And I don't want to hear you got to go. Well, I just want to make love to you.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.